Well, there's a problem province-wide. The reasons for those problems, I think, vary from community to community, but the underlying issue that's universal is that we've got a problem recruiting qualified paramedics and retaining them to keep ambulances staffed.
And you mentioned you've heard some concerns, of course, from local paramedics in the Cariboo. What are some of those things that you've been hearing?
So from that area, what we've been hearing is that particularly the recruitment and retention issue is a problem. And so the current staffing model for small and medium-sized communities is primarily relying on on-call paramedics. And they are not, they don't own an actual job. They don't own a position where they know they are going to be working this much and be earning this much. So they are reliant on working shift by shift, and they essentially get paid per call. And so it's not a stable employment. And we've seen year after year that having an impact on being able to recruit and keep paramedics in those communities. So in areas now like Williams Lake and Quesnel, we're getting reports that it's getting harder and harder to find employees to work into those stations. And never mind the smaller surrounding communities, it's even worse.
And when we're talking about shortages, did you have an idea on just how short are we?
Well, what I've been told for an area like Quesnel, for example, is that they are having to advertise and look to hire paramedics right off the street rather than having paramedics transfer in from other communities, whereas historically Quesnel has been a desirable place to work because there's reasonable earning potential because it's a fairly busy area. And so what's changed is that before there would be a list of people who have applied to come to Quesnel, and Williams Lake would be similar, and that list no longer exists. So the ambulance service is having to look externally and try to recruit people straight from outside the organization.
To solve all of this that's going on, what do you believe needs to happen?
Well, we need to look at the staffing model, and we need to update it. It was born decades ago from a quasi-volunteer service. Minister Dix has recently stated that this prior volunteer status is unsustainable, and we agree with him, and we need to update that, and we need to update it in not just some communities, but all communities, and we need to provide good-paying jobs with regular work hours that people can depend on, and then they can move their families and they can stay in those communities rather than using those small and medium areas as a stepping stone to get to a full-time job somewhere else.
What about local governments? Do they have a role in this?
I think local governments definitely do have a role, and we've seen local governments step up in recent years on something like the community paramedicine program. Local governments, mayors and councils have been able to advocate to the provincial government to say, you know, we need better health care here. And the community paramedic program in the last 5 years has grown to a very successful place that it's at now, largely because local governments really advocated for it. And so we think there's definitely a role for local government to advocate for better emergency paramedic service in their area as well.
And just overall, this whole matter, do you believe it's getting worse?
What we're hearing from paramedics and dispatchers right now is that they're working shifts that are the busiest of their career. We're seeing out-of-service levels for this time of year that we've never seen before. So we seem to be at a point that we haven't been before. So it is time for an intervention. We need to fix these issues, recruit paramedics, and allow them to stay in the small and medium-sized communities.
And, of course, if action is not taken, what do you fear will happen?
Well, if we continue down this road and those recruitment and retention issues continue, it will mean that more and more ambulances are not staffed, and ultimately that puts the public at risk with delayed response times while an ambulance from further away needs to be sent.